Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. 68 today, under clear skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 36. Tomorrow, 66. Temps below average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the mid-50s to the low 60s. Chance for storms Friday, slight chance for showers on Saturday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 34.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. County officials in Jackson County, Kansas, say they are concerned about the potential proposal of a solar facility that is planning on being built in the area regarding the size of the solar plan. After Jackson County Board of Commissioners met yesterday to discuss their plan for their new 500-megawatt renewable energy facility called the Jeffrey Solar, where the solar farm would be installed in west of Houlton and take up roughly 6,600 football fields worth of space.
I have a trust issue. You're talking about a large company. You're talking about a small community. We don't have a bank of attorneys at our fingertips or funds. As Mark has stated, I don't think either one of us are in favor of anything larger than 2,000 acres.
That audio from KSNC News, where according to the company, they say the county will bring in roughly $136 million in tax revenue for the local communities over the course of the next 30 years. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Hi, this is Delana at Truck Stop. As summer winds down and autumn creeps in, you know that you can expect to see deer. Make sure you can see them and anything else in your path with lights from Baja Design, Vision X, Oracle, or KC Highlights. You can also protect the front of your truck or SUV with heavy-duty American-made bumpers or grill guards from vendors like Fab Fours, Ranch Hand, Weston, and others. Support your neighbors by shopping the options and getting our professional recommendations right here in Wichita. It's deer season at Truck Stop at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stop.
Kansas weather is unpredictable, and if the recent storms have damaged your home, there's only one place to call, Burwell Roofing and Construction. They have been a trusted roofer for over 25 years in the state of Kansas and will help you with any damage by working with your insurance company, giving you an honest and fair estimate, and using quality materials and labor to make sure your house is back to satisfaction. After a storm, there are a lot of roofing companies that come in from out of state looking to make a quick buck at your expense. Don't let that happen. Call Burwell Roofing and Construction today or go online at burwellconstruction.com.
Good news on the public education front across the state of Kansas is, according to the Kansas Education Commissioners, they say that their latest statewide report shows that they are seeing a rise in dual credit classes, with students taking higher advanced placement or AP scores, with more career education participation and fewer teacher vacancies that we've seen in the state since the year of 2021. KSNT News reports that in the annual report that came from the Kansas Board of Education, Commissioner Randy Watson said that they are preparing Kansas students for their post-secondary pursuits, with a focus of the utmost importance for putting students on a path for success after graduating high school. In a statement from Watson, they said, quote, the efforts are increasing graduation rates while simultaneously preparing students academically and with hands-on skills will continue on increasing students' chances for post-secondary success and to strengthen the state's workforce. The number of Kansas high school students that are enrolled in post-secondary courses has risen up to just over 40,000 during the 2024-2025 school year.
Gaines Automotive in Marysville and Waterville has always been your trusted and certified automotive repair shop. But did you know Gaines carries tires? With every major brand and size from pickups, ATVs, trailers, and car tires, Gaines has you covered. Don't wait until the old set gives out. Grab a new set along with balancing, alignments, and front-end work for any make and model. Find Gaines Automotive in Marysville and Waterville online and give them a call to stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. As midterm election season heats up for the 2026 season, former nonpartisan Omaha labor leader Dan Osborne says that he is closing the gap when it comes to fundraising against the current Nebraska Republican U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts for that bid for the Senate seat next year. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say that Osborne has raised near $1.09 million in the latest campaign fund haul, with Ricketts sitting at $884,000 for his campaign after bringing in an additional $486,000 throughout a separate joint fundraising committee. Right now, Pete Ricketts does have more cash on hand than Osborne, with near $1.19 million compared to Osborne's $502,000. However, Osborne says with the latest fundraising numbers, they indicate that he is again raising enough amount to a serious challenge for the sitting senator. Ricketts has criticized Osborne for their latest fundraising numbers, saying that much of the money is coming from outside donors and political activists. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A Kansas Department of Transportation mill and overlay project begins this week in Marshall County and includes U.S. 77 from Marysville to Waterville and K-9 from Waterville to the Washington County line. The contractor will start on U.S. 77 near Linden Road south of Marysville and work south. Traffic restricted to one lane directed by a pilot car and flaggers where crews are actively working. Motorists should be prepared for delays up to 15 minutes. A 12-foot width restriction will be in effect through the work zone Monday through Saturday during daylight hours until the winter shutdown period begins in early December. Any remaining project work will be completed next spring. All project work and traffic changes are subject to weather conditions permitting. Hall Brothers of Marysville is the contractor on the $3.8 million project. Railroad crossing repair work continues in Washington County, with Union Pacific working on some 40 crossings, primarily in northeast Washington County, from Hanover to Steel City. State Representative Lisa Mosier has reached out to the Union Pacific with concerns during harvest. It is reported the Herkimer crossing has been rescheduled for work after harvest complete, and they've asked the same for the crossing in Hanover. Advanced voting underway in county clerk's offices for the November 5th primary. Registered voters may request advance mail-in ballots. A number of city and school board races will be on the ballot, and in Marshall County, voters will decide a liquor sales question that would eliminate food service requirements in order for establishments to serve liquor by the drink. Currently, at least 30% of gross sales must come from food sales to qualify for such a license. Washington County Health Department will offer outreach flu clinics throughout the county Thursday at the Barnes Cafe, 8:30 to 9:15, Greenleaf Heights, 10 to 10:30, Palmer Cafe from 1 to 1:30, Lynn City Building, 145 to 2:15, Morroville at the Cougar's Den, 2:45 until 3:15, and the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover from 4 to 4:30. Again, the flu clinics are Thursday, October 23rd in Washington County, $55 for regular flu vaccine, $100 for high dose or flu block. Please bring a current insurance card, cash, or check. Accepted. City of Frankfort is seeking information on vandalism to the women's restroom at City Park recently, and that bathroom has been closed until repairs can be made. Marshall County is accepting bids for a 50 by 100-foot utility shop to be built west of Marysville at 744 Pony Express Highway. Floor plan and specifications may be picked up at the Emergency Management Office in the county courthouse basement, with sealed bids due back by 10 a.m. November 17th. Kevin J. Fangman, age 49, of Manhattan, passed away October 6th. Massive Christian burial Friday, October 24th, 10 a.m., with a rosary at 9, from St. Mary's Catholic Church, St. Benedict. Burial in the church cemetery, with the Lauer Funeral of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Kevin Fangman. Arlene K. Menchers, age 84, of Marysville, passed away October 4th. Funeral service Friday, October 24th, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial St. John's Cemetery at Hanover. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Arlene Menchers. Robert J. Bob Osowski, age 84, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Registration book Thursday, 10 to 6.
at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Bob Osowski. Jeff H. Hawk, age 55, formerly of Marysville, passed away Friday at Olathe. Funeral Mass Saturday, 10:30, with a rosary at 10 from St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Private family burial in the church cemetery with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Jeff Chalk. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken cordon bleu, a muffin, potato wedges, mixed veggies, and applesauce. Tomorrow, beef stroganoff, French bread, salad, and pears.
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue Valley customers.
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 24th, before work or school for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. This high pressure looks to dominate our weather pattern, not only here for today, but right into your Thursday coming up as well. We'll see a good deal of sunshine, some patchy frost possible early on today, with highs into the upper 60s by this afternoon. Again, some areas of frost a possibility late tonight into early on Thursday morning, as low temperatures drop back into the middle part of the 30s. And for your Thursday, still looking at middle to upper 60s for highs. But then as an area of low pressure slowly works eastward out of the Four Corners region on Friday, it does bring a chance for some scattered showers and some thunderstorm activity, as well as some cooler temperatures. We'll ease back to the middle to upper 50s for highs to wrap up your work week on Friday. Saturday, a lingering slight chance for an early day shower into the lower 60s, but dry conditions then making a return for your Sunday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Dr. Brittany here with Marysville Dental Care, where your family's health is our top priority. Dr. Zach, our team, and I are the family dental home you've always been looking for.
Our comprehensive dental care is designed to serve all of your dental needs. Whether it's a routine cleaning, braces, or cosmetic work, we provide the highest quality of care with a comfortable experience. Visit our office across from the Marysville Courthouse or go to MarysvilleDentalCare.com to schedule a visit.
Have the smile you've always wanted with our team by your side.
Hi, this is Lisa Durier, Life Care Center of Seneca. We hear, what's the big deal? And all nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as briefs, tissues, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care, it's included in the room rate. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
And a loss. Good morning. I'm Jay Reynolds. Luka Doncic drops 43 points on the NBA's opening night last night, but he and the Lakers playing without LeBron James to start the season. Fall at home to the Warriors, 119-109. Jimmy Butler, Steph Curry combined for 54 in the win. In Oklahoma City, Thunder get their championship rings, then outlast Houston in double overtime, 125-124. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander finishes with 35 points. Kevin Durant had 23 in his Rockets debut, fouled out in the second overtime. KD, former Thunder, fans haven't forgotten he heard boos in his return to OKC. Meanwhile, in Boston, standing ovation for an emotional Brad Marchand in his first game back after being traded by the Bruins last season.
To be honest, I was really trying not to look around too much early on. You know, it was tough. I just wanted to kind of get moving and try to get into the game. And once you're in the game, you kind of forget about everything else. You know, it worked out nice there early on. But it was a very, very crazy game. Fun one for the fans for sure.
He has two assists. His Panthers win 4-3. Devils get past Toronto 5-2 for their fifth consecutive win. Mammoth, a fourth straight win. They beat Colorado in overtime. Kings edge the Blues 2-1 in overtime. Connor McDavid with his first goal of the season. Oilers get past the Senators in OT. Penguins fell behind 1-0, but then scored 5 unanswered. They beat Vancouver 5-1. Sidney Crosby, third straight game with a goal. Ducks beat the Predators 5-2. No goals for Alex Ovechkin, but the Capitals beat the Kraken 4-1. Islanders edge the Sharks 4-3. San Jose remains the only winless team in the NHL. Baseball, Angels hire Kurt Suzuki as their new manager. Dodgers will start Blake Snell in game 1 of the World Series Friday. The NFL upholding the one-game suspension for Broncos linebacker Dre Greenlaw. He'll miss the game against Dallas on Sunday.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off. Over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale. Today, savings off select styles. Exclusions apply. Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Stay up to date with your high school football teams on the Coach's Corner, airing each evening following sports at around 5:20, with Monday Spotlight on Southern and Diller O'Dell, Tuesday Centralia and Axtell, Wednesday Lynn and Hanover, Thursday Frankfort and Valley Heights, and Fridays Washington County and Marysville. It's the Coach's Corner following our evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. On air, online, on our mobile app, your sports leader in Northeast Kansas.
Looking for a place to call home without breaking the bank? Come live stress-free with the Waterville Housing Authority. Income-based one- and two-bedroom apartments that fit your budget at any age, and no maintenance worries with small-town living at its best. Openings available immediately. Contact Lisa at 785-363-2239. Apply today and discover why so many love calling the Waterville Housing Authority home.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, solid earnings reports from the likes of Coca-Cola lifted the Dow Jones 218 points to a record close just under 47,000. The NASDAQ composite yesterday finished down 0.16%. The S&P 500 was unchanged at the end of the session. Shares in Netflix fell about 7% in extended trading Tuesday after the company missed third quarter earnings expectations. The streaming giant blames an ongoing dispute with Brazilian tax authorities for the weaker-than-estimated results. Facing rising home prices and high mortgage rates, potential home buyers are taking their time. Real estate company Redfin says sellers outnumber buyers by about 500,000, the biggest gap in more than a decade. With hundreds of costume shops in its portfolio, Spirit Halloween is branching out. The company plans to open 30 spin-off Spirit Christmas stores in 12 states before the holidays. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
At Hilltop Tires in Marysville, we know keeping your family safe on the road is our number one priority, and it starts with the right tires. That's why a set of reliable and American-made Cooper tires will last as far as the roads take you. This is Kate Hedke, and whether it's your loved ones to work, your kids to school, or just cruising around town, Cooper Tires gives you the confidence to go the distance. Give us a call at Hilltop Tires and put your family first, one set of Cooper Tires at a time.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Good Wednesday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the third day of the trading week here just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day. In the grains market, they finished up mostly red across the board, and midway through the day, that's when they started trending downwards into the red. For the seeds market, they finished up mixed to mostly lower across the board. And for the livestock market, the cattle and the hogs both had a great day as they finished up deep into the green. We'll see if the grains and the seeds markets can turn things around throughout the trading day today. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. In the corn market, December corn down 3.5 at 419 3/4. March down 3.25 at 433 3/4. Kansas City wheat for December down a nickel at 485 even. March down 4.5 at 505 even. In the oats market, December oats up 1 3/4 at 301 1/2. March down 0.75 at 320 1/2. In the bean market, November beans down a penny at 10.30 3/4. January down 1.5 at 10.48 1/2. Soybean meal for December up $1.90 at 286.90. January up $1.20 at 289.90. Soybean oil for December down 66 cents at 50.65. January down 65 cents at 51.02. In the canola market, November canola up 20 cents at 615.60. January up a dime at 630.10. And for the cotton market, December cotton up 26 cents at 64.42. March up 21 cents at 65.98. $2.88. And in the energies market, crude oil for November up 34 cents to $57.86. December up 28 cents to $57.30. Unleaded gas for November slightly down to $1.82. And December also slightly down at $1.77. Heating oil for November up a penny at $2.20. And December also up a penny at $2.18. And natural gas for November up 7 cents at $3.46. December up 4 at $4.08. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Madeline Drake. Transitioning into a farm or ranch can be tricky for new producers. Director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at K-State, Ashley Westerhold, shares an opportunity for young farmers and ranchers to gain more knowledge and resources.
We really saw the need that we needed to go after those beginning farmers and ranchers in determining what their needs are of transitioning into a farm operation and really going after what are topics that they need as they are a different demographic than what we're seeing at our transition conferences. And so right now, these beginning farmer rancher conferences are really for people who are between 17 years old, thinking about maybe returning to the farm, all the way to people who are 40 that have been on the farm, but maybe haven't talked about the topics that we bring up.
She details the topics that will be covered at the conferences.
We are targeting the younger beginning farmer ranchers. However, this conference is open to all as it is an extension program. But really, we are trying to go after topics that really make sense for our beginning farmers and ranchers and topics that we are frequently asked about how to talk about succession planning with that generation who is retiring. How do we sign up for farm programs? What are the farm programs that are available to me? How do I apply for beginning farmer rancher loans? So a lot of the topics that we will cover in this short one-day workshop are actually topics that are brought up to us a lot from our beginning farmer rancher demographic.
There are a few locations that people can choose from to attend.
You can register online. The easiest way to find all of the information is www.agmanager.info/beginning farmer. All of the information on how to register is on that page. And these events are free because we are sponsored by our College of Ag here at Kansas State University to provide these conferences. You will register for your site-specific location, and some locations have different questions depending on which site you are going to. So we're trying to make this as easy to access as possible and trying not to put a burden on the beginning farmer rancher population. And so we're very excited that we've been able to do this at no cost.
That was Director of the Office of Farm and Ranch Transition at K-State, Ashley Westerhold, with information about the beginning farmer and rancher conferences. I'm Madeline Drake, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Cattle sales Thursday is at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. For upcoming consignment listings, go online to marysvillelivestock.com or call the sale barn if you're listing early consignments. Contact sale barn manager Jim Dollinghouse or any of their fieldmen. Marysville Livestock Incorporated featuring cattle sales on Thursdays. For additional information and early consignments, go online to marysvillelivestock.com.
Are there any natural techniques homeowners can use to keep mice at bay? We will offer up a few ideas today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmerrancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 22nd, the 295th day of the year. Actor Jeff Goldblum has a birthday, and 63 years ago, the Cuban Missile Crisis deepened as JFK ordered a naval blockade of the island. Mice and other critters are actively looking for a warm place to spend the winter. Common sense measures will eliminate most rodent problems, things like sealing up potential entry points and eliminating food sources. But after you've covered those bases, here's a suggestion for a natural deterrent. Mint. Rodents hate the scent. Placing the herb around your home's foundation may discourage the critters. There's one catch, though. Mint will spread quickly and become a nuisance in the lawn. It's best to keep it in containers around your home's perimeter. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Could be some frost here and around 33 degrees. Coldest we've been so far this fall. Seasonal highs around 70 on tap today.
Kansas Mid-American Brick Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. As college basketball season comes up right around the corner, the Kansas University Jayhawks say they are excited about upcoming freshman guard Darren Peterson being the number one overall recruit in the nation coming to the Jayhawks starting this year after committing to play for the Jayhawks in November of last year. And according to men's basketball head coach Bill Self, he says he's already liking what the Ohio native looks like as they're getting ready for the upcoming season.
The maturity of his game. You know, he's an 18-year-old that plays like a 25-year-old. I mean, not too many people when they play, when you start out doing something in your early in your career doing something, everything seems to be in fast forward. With him, everything's in slow motion. And to me, that's a big compliment that he sees the game where it's not sped up.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Regional volleyball action continued Tuesday. Centralia wins Quad C of Regional 1, Class 1A Division 1. Number 3 seed, they went 2-0, defeating 11th seed Lincoln in straight sets. Defeated 6th seed Bishop Seabury in 3 sets. Now 30-8 on the season. Frankfort, 13th seed, wins Quad D in Sylvan Lucas, Class 1A Division 1. Defeating 4th seed Beloit St. John's, 5th seed Sylvan Lucas, 12th seed Burlingame all in straight sets. Frankfort now 9-29. Axtell, second seed in Region 2, and host wins Quad B. They defeated 7th seed Marmaton Valley and 10th seed Stilpa straight sets. Lady Eagles 27-13. Blue Valley, 5th seed in the same regional, defeats Altoona Midway due to forfeit. 4th seed Lebo in straight sets. Lynn, top seed in Region 1 and hosting, defeated 8th seed Stafford and 9th seed Peabody Burns in straight sets, winning Quad A. They're now 31-5. Hanover, second seed in the same regional and hosted, defeated 7th seed Lost Spring Center and 10th seed Natoma in straight sets. Lady Wildcats now 31-7. All the teams make sub-state action Saturday. They're regional champions. Assignments to be announced Wednesday. Valley Heights will play at Bennington Saturday. Times to be announced. They will face Berean Academy. So as Zetterman advanced to the second day in the state golf tournament at Salina, Class 1-2-3A, and finished 47th with scores of 94 in the first round, 107 in the second round.
Did you miss your favorite team's game or want to relive the excitement?
Coerce will look back to pass. He throws the left side, has a man wide open. That's Hunter Geekaper. Caught at the 20, 10-5, touchdown, Hanover Wildcats. A 58-yard hookup from Kadrick Coerce to Hunter Geekaper.
Check out the KNDY Sports Rewind under the Sports Podcast tab at kndyradio.com.
Tradle with a pitch. Here's Cam Wetter. Over the top to the end zone. It's in the end zone for a score. Cam Wetter.
Little halfback pass there to Wetter. They just pitched the ball to Wetter like he was going to run a sweep. And it was Brody Lawrence that was running a post route into the end zone. Caught the ball and touchdown Bulldogs.
Your favorite games on your schedule. Check out the KNDY Sports Rewind at kndyradio.com.
Option will be kept by Detweiler. He's got some room. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Axtell Eagles on a 31-yard touchdown run by Wyatt Detweiler.
Friday night football action. Marysville hosting Clay Center on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Valley Heights entertains Marion on FM 95.5. K-Prep's pregame show in the 6 o'clock hour ahead of 7 o'clock kickoff on air, online, and always on our free mobile app.
KNDY.